Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day for the movie business because today, Wakanda Forever, the new Black Panther film, is released around the world. It is a long, extraordinarily ambitious and spectacular film to look at, but is it worth your time investment? It's 2 hours and 40 minutes long. So it's a lot of movie there that you're getting with Wakanda Forever. It actually feels like forever at some point. We will review that film coming up and tell you how they deal with the inconvenient fact that the star of the original Black Panther, which, by the way, in terms of raw dollars, not inflation adjusted, is the sixth top grossing movie of all time. It made a lot of money. This one will probably do the same, but will it deserve that success? We will be reviewing it. We'll also be reviewing a film that is coming out a little bit earlier than you'd expect. It is a new version of A Christmas Carol. And before you sneer at it and say, oh, come on, after Scrooged with Bill Murray and everything else, do we really need a new version? This is a singing, dancing version starring Will Ferrell and Ryan Reynolds. And they work incredibly well together. We will be reviewing Spirited as well, plus an adventure film with an odd couple. It's actually a crime fighting film involving John Travolta and Bruce Willis. There's a team, and they go to Paradise City, which is actually on the island of Maui. But we will be coping with all of that. We're also going to be speaking shortly to Catherine Rampell, who is reacting like everybody else to the election that just occurred. And she's asking about the future of the Democratic Party and all of the mistakes made by Democrats that have gotten them into a difficult political situation. Looking forward to 2024, there's lots of talk about how Donald Trump is a problematic standard bearer for the Republicans. What about Joe Biden or Kamala Harris, for that matter, as problematic standard bearers for the Democrats? We will be covering that as well. There's also an item that I wanted to address quickly because it's surprising in many ways, and it's also extraordinarily important, which is, why is it that young voters tilt so very heavily toward Democrats? What is it that is magically youthful concerning young voters? What's so youthful and energizing and vigorous of the party of Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer? The story in The Hill is that nearly 30% of young adults between the ages of 18 and 29 are estimated to have voted in the 2022 midterm elections. That marks the second highest youth turnout in 30 years. That, according to new research from the Center for Information and Research on Civic Learning and Engagement. You know that's supposed to spell something. It spells circle. It's at Tufts University in Boston. The figures also indicate youth turnout was even higher in some battleground states where exit poll data are available in Florida, Georgia, Michigan, North Carolina, New Hampshire, Nevada, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. Turnout for this age group was measured at 31% compared with 27% in the nation overall. In a closely watched Pennsylvania race, 70% of voters between the ages of 18 and 30 cast their ballots for the winning candidate, John Fetterman, which is extraordinary. From people between the ages of 30 and 44, Fetterman didn't get 70%. He did get 55%, and then he lost the election among people over the age of 44. Why should it be that people, as they get older, get more conservative? Is it that they have experienced more of life and can put things in a better context? The statement from Kai Kawashima Ginsburg, there's a name, she is the director of Circle. She said, young people proved once again that they'll turn out to vote and impact election results, and their turnout in 2022 is one of the highest we've ever seen in a midterm election. Polls carried out prior to the election put health care, mass shootings, and mental health as top priorities for these voters, with abortion a top concern among... Listen to this. Abortion was a top concern among cisgender women, trans men, trans women, and gender fluid Gen Zers. Now, you put all those groups together, is that something like an American majority? No. The answer is no. The exit polling found 63% of young voters opted for Democrats in the House of Representatives races, while 35% voted for Republicans. That's unsustainable. Because one of the things that they find is when people vote for the first time, and what you're talking about there is a lot of people are voting for the first time, they tend to maintain that pattern. If the very first vote you cast was a vote for Ronald Reagan, the chances were you were going to be a Republican. Or if the very first vote you cast happened to be for John Kennedy in a very close election in 1960, then people from that generation kept voting for Democrats. But the age group was the only cohort where a strong majority supported Democrats, as voters between the ages of 30 and 44 largely split their votes along party lines, and older voters opted for Republicans. In the 2022 midterms, 89% of black youth and 68% of Latino youth voted for a Democratic House candidate, compared with 58% of white youth. Okay, what that means is that this is not simply a matter, and a lot of people say this, and they say it all the time, that basically what happens is that you have a disproportionate number of young voters who go Democratic because a disproportionate number of young voters are black and Hispanic. But even when you have 58% of white younger people going for Democrats, this means that one of the things that Republicans need to do is to adjust their appeal. And I don't think this is just about buying votes with promises of forgiving student loan obligations, but obviously that's a part of it. That's a political strategy by the Democrats that appears to have worked. We'll be talking about some of those political strategies and decisions made by Democratic leadership that emphatically have not worked. Democrats are drowning in denial, says Washington Post columnist Catherine Rampell. She will be joining us moments from now on the Michael Medved Show. We'll also be talking about some of the latest speculation about war with China. Really? And then, of course, coming to the reviews of Spirited, the new Christmas Carol version, and Wakanda Forever. All coming up on the Medved Show. But we'll go first to a nostalgic collage on this full moon evening, representing conspiracy pullers. Coming up on the MedVet Show.
From politics to pop culture and from coast to coast, this is the Michael MedVet Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael MedVet for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
To pop culture and from coast to coast, this is the Michael MedVet Show.
And on the Michael MedVet Show, very proud to welcome back to the show Catherine Rampell, who is an opinion columnist at the Washington Post. She is also an economic and political commentator for CNN and a special correspondent for the PBS NewsHour and a contributor to Marketplace on NPR. She's also the author of a new piece that came out, I believe, just before the election, called Democrats Are Drowning in Denial. Subtitle, for some of their weaknesses, this election cycle, Democrats have no one but themselves to blame. All right, a lot of Democrats didn't drown. They actually seemed to survive the red wave, such as it was, without going underwater. So is there an aspect of your column or your criticism of the Democratic Party that you want to reconsider?
So definitely the Democrats did better than I and many others expected them to do. I don't think it was necessarily because Americans were so thrilled with the Democrats' track record. I think that there probably was an impulse to throw the bums out. You would normally expect that given where inflation is, among other things. But the problem is that the replacement bums were so much worse that I think that a lot of people who might have, you know, if you look at exit polls, for example, people who said that they were unhappy with Joe Biden or unhappy with the state of the economy, people held their noses and said, I'd still rather the devil I know than the devil I don't. That's a more pessimistic spin on it than I think a lot of Democrats will want to give. They will obviously say that this was a ringing endorsement of their policy achievements to date. And some of the things that they've done have been popular, obviously. But there's a lot of stuff that Americans are not super happy with, but I think it was just, you know, when you have election deniers on the ballot, when you have challengers who don't have an alternative policy to address inflation, then what's the upside, I think, is one way to look at it. And look, I mean, again, Democrats did a lot better than expected, and I'm sure that they're very happy, but they still may end up losing the House. It still looks likely that they will lose the House, even if it was a much better performance than is normally the case in a midterm election, following the Democratic Party taking the White House.
So who in this Democratic class of newly elected, some of them newly elected senators, John Fetterman, good grief, with all of that going on, you look over some of the Democratic winners, and there were a bunch of them, who's an exciting voice for the Democratic future? I'm assuming that John Fetterman is not.
I think John Fetterman certainly has an appeal, working class guy. I think his recovery from the stroke notwithstanding, he otherwise, I think, would have been a pretty strong candidate, whatever reservations people might have had about him otherwise. I don't know. I mean, I think the challenge for the Democrats going forward is if there is divided government, which, again, it looks like there will be. We don't know for sure, all those caveats. There could be some big surprise in the remaining House elections, for example. Maybe Democrats will retain unified control, but it seems unlikely. What will policy leadership look like over the next couple of years? And will there be any progress on Democrats' agenda? Will you see a big scrambling for the 2024 election if Biden steps aside or if there's pressure for him to step aside? But I think there's sort of a leadership vacuum right now, and that's part of the problem.
Biden appears to have given an answer that he is going to give some kind of indication in January when the new Congress comes in about whether he will in fact run for re-election. And he says that people should expect that he will. Does the vacuum get worse or better with Biden determined to run for a second term?
Well, look, if you look at polling of Democrats, a lot of Democratic voters do not want Biden to run. You know, they're happy that he beat Trump, but he's older, obviously, and there have been challenges that this administration has faced, not wholly or not even mostly caused by them. But, you know, voters don't necessarily correctly attribute credit or blame. You know, it's not Biden's fault, for example, that there was a war that broke out and disrupted global commodity markets, including energy. But whatever disappointment the Democratic base may have with Biden, the question is, well, if not him, then who?
And the answer is?
I don't know. I think there isn't really an heir apparent. In the same way that on the Republican side, it does seem like, you know, obviously Trump seems to have some ambitions of running again, but aside from him, it looks like the rest of the field could clear for DeSantis, for example. We don't know. But on the Democratic side, there isn't the same sort of obvious, you know, next person to take over or person who seems to be really galvanizing the energy of the Democratic base. There's a lot of fracturing within the Democratic Party between moderates and progressives and a lot of finger-pointing and infighting, again, some of which is driven by very challenging and unlucky circumstances that led to, you know, disappointment over inflation amongst other forces beyond Democratic leadership's control. But there's been a lot of frustration in the last couple of years, and I don't know what it's going to look like going forward. You know,
you don't think that Gavin Newsom could be claiming at least to be an heir apparent, governor of the nation's largest state?
I'm sure he would love to be. He's a very divisive figure, I think, even among Democrats. So I don't know. You know, I think that all of the obvious candidates who have a fair amount of ambition, who have indicated that they would like to raise their hand and become president, you know, none of them seem to have you know, they all have flaws. They all have parts of the party that like them and dislike them, perhaps in some cases very intensely. And it's not obvious how it'll all shake out. You know, someone like Elizabeth Warren has a very devoted fan base, for example. You know, a lot of fans on Twitter who really love Elizabeth Warren. Could she capture the nomination? I think it's probably unlikely, given that...
And another candidate mm-hmm. over 70. Catherine Rampell, always a joy speaking to you. Thank you for joining us. Your piece on drowning in denial is posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back.
Sign up today for our free weekly newsletter at michaelmedved.com. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans are honoring service members across the country on Veterans Day today. Veteran and Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton tells Fox and Friends that every veteran deserves respect and gratitude.
Happy Veterans Day to all the veterans out there. This is a day when we remember their service and their sacrifice in defense of our nation.
Tropical Depression Nicole will soak the southeast Friday, bringing much-needed rain to areas suffering from drought but threatening lives and property elsewhere in the region. The forecast is calling for 2 to 4 inches of rain from central and eastern Georgia all the way to the western and central parts of the Carolinas, eastern Tennessee, southwestern Virginia, and southeastern Kentucky. President Biden is leading international climate talks in Egypt as part of the United Nations Climate Change Conference. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Thank God, Talk Radio there.
The Michael Medved Show.
On the Michael Medved Show, today is Veterans Day, not only on the Michael Medved Show, actually all around the world, because Armistice Day, the end of World War I, the war to end all wars, a dramatic day in history, and it is celebrated on the 11th of November. Okay, the Veterans Day collection is a special offer where you can save up to 70% off on MedVet history programs about the greatest and most significant wars in this country's history, going back to the American Revolution, including wars of the 19th century, wars of the 20th century, many of them very controversial. Background, myths and realities, the truth about our inspiring history, and the heroism of people who wore the uniform for this great country. Check it out. You can save a great deal of money on this special. And as a special tribute for Veterans Day, you get a free MedVed beer mug. A handsome mug that makes you thirsty just to look at it, let alone to use it. Go to michaelmedved.com or go to medvedhistorystore.com. And part of our history has been that America has always had something of a problem with conspiracy theories. There are crazy conspiracy theories in our past, none of them which really turned out to be true. However, they've always been there. And so we have a conspiracy call of the week classic in our call of the week this Friday.
It's not a conspiracy theory, it's a conspiracy fact, and there are lots of facts on the Internet.
There are some facts on the Internet. There are a lot of things on the Internet that aren't facts.
I know this sounds very, very strange. It kind of piques your interest and gets your conspiracy juices flowing.
I'm not going to identify my name. I don't normally fall as a conspiracy type guy, but over the past few years, my mind has just kind of meandered that way.
Have you been unemployed during any of that time period?
I was briefly unemployed. Why do you ask? I'm just curious.
I have just completed a book on secret societies.
Completed it having written or read?
No. I wrote the book, and I'm currently looking for a publisher.
Uh-huh.
Genesis, the story of Adam and Eve. They engaged in sexual relations with Satan.
Yeah, baby!
When Eve was impregnated, she had twins, one by Satan, one by Adam.
You're familiar with the lights over Phoenix, and the governor of Arizona went up there to look at the lights. He said he went up there that night, and he said, the thing that flew over my head is not of this earth.
Houston, we have a problem.
Calling to talk about Bigfoot?
Good.
I'm habituating with the family, have been doing so for the last 8 years. We have audio recordings, fingerprints, handprints, saliva samples, the hair sample being analyzed, talking with a spoken language, singing.
I have absolute proof that at the higher levels of Freemasonry and other secret societies, they do worship Lucifer.
Now, the chemtrails are used to control the weather. Do you know that?
Global warming, but it's by global elites who are causing the chemtrails, which is another word for saying geoengineering, and use it and weaponize it against the people of the world as part of a depopulation agenda and ushering the new world order.
Whoa, how gross and evil is that?
What happened to the missing Malaysian airline plane?
My source said it didn't crash in the Indian Ocean. It's near Iran. It's painted white to look as if it were a British airline plane. It'll contain a nuclear device, a nuclear bomb. The target will be Manhattan. Why Manhattan? I understand there's 4 million Jews in Manhattan.
No.
And that's,
what do you think happened to all the people who were on board that plane?
I can tell you, they're all alive.
Well, that's good news. Where are they?
Well, I don't know. I told you the plane is in a hangar, and it's being painted, and the hangar is near Iran.
If they wanted to commandeer a plane to use for a secret mission against Manhattan, why would they have to use this Malaysian airline plane and then paint it?
Maybe I don't know. That's a good question.
That was from 2014. And actually, I find it fairly reassuring because it's a reminder. It's one of the value of the calls of the week, which, by the way, you get as a MedHead Plus member. You get access to all of them historically. But what's useful about that is that we tend to think we have a special problem right at the moment with insane conspiracy theories. They're just better publicized, but they've always been there. Again, my wife, the clinical psychologist, probably has a useful perspective on some of this derangement. And on the Michael Medved show, there's also serious concerns about the President of the United States. And yes, we will have President Biden with us. He wasn't on the ballot this last time. He'll be there for a couple of more years. And the National Security Advisor, Jake Sullivan, talked about the upcoming meeting that the President is having with the dictator of China, Xi Jinping. Listen. Clips.
Differences in areas where we can work together. That will include direction to the economic teams to address our concerns about Chinese economic practices and to deal with some of the underlying differences of view and perspective on economic matters. It will also involve giving direction to try to work on issues on which we do have common interest, whether it's health, counter-narcotics, climate, or other areas.
Okay, well, that's positive. And what about avoiding war? The Secretary of the Navy, whose name is Carlos Del Toro, says he does not worry overly about an attack on Taiwan. Why not? clip six.
Well, you hope that President Xi actually won't challenge Taiwan, obviously. It would be detrimental to their own economy. It would be detrimental to the global economy. President Xi is a smart man, and I hope he doesn't go down that path. And what our job is in the Department of the Navy and the Marine Corps, is to make it clear that the cost of doing so would be extremely high and detrimental to the Chinese economy, detrimental to his own regime. And so that's our job, to provide ready combat forces, basically, to our combatant commanders to be able to deter China, Russia, or any other adversary from not following the norms of international behavior.
Okay. Meanwhile, a final result for a very much publicized political duel. A Pennsylvania state representative named Democrat, well, he is a Democrat, Anthony Tony DeLuca. He is Pennsylvania's longest serving state representative, was the choice of 85% of all the votes cast. DeLuca, who was 85 to go with his 85% of the votes cast, actually died on the 9th of October from lymphoma. Too bad. A disease he had twice previously fended off, but by the time of his death it was too late to change the ballot or put forth another candidate for his seat, while his opponent, a Green Party candidate, Quinonia Zara Livingston, accounted for more than 14% of the vote. DeLuca's victory has triggered a special election that will be held on a later date. It will probably, given the fact that there were very substantial Democratic gains that were made in this last election in state legislatures, which people haven't talked about, this is one of those more disappointing aspects of the so-called red wave. It is one of those things that historians will puzzle over. And when you look at the statistics, the economic statistics, even the public opinion statistics that you got that overestimated the strength of the Republican ticket and the strength of Republican prospects, one thing about it is it kind of takes away the idea that there's an inherent liberal bias to so many of these polls, because the polls, if they were inaccurate this time, they were inaccurate in a pro-Republican direction. We'll be right back with movies. Well, it's autumn, and if you're going to go out and look at some of the great colors of the leaves and enjoy the season, well, you get more active, and you know what? Maybe some aches and pains. I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
And on the Michael Medved Show, coming up to the Thanksgiving season, particularly this weekend, when we finally are getting some resolution, at least, on the political directions for this country. Maybe we can be thankful for that. And the fact that even where there were disappointments, no matter what your politics were or are, everybody experienced some moments of pain, disappointment, sadness about some of the electoral results, and some relief, or maybe even jubilation in some of the others. But the point is, one thing we should all be jubilant about is that we have had this election and there does not appear to be serious consequence, serious controversy about the outcome. Certainly no violence, unlike other places in the world. They're not people, thank God, murdering each other over what just happened. It's called a peaceful transition of power. And to at least one of the houses of Congress, that power will be a transition to the Republican side. Meanwhile, it is a weekend for a very big movie, and a very big movie that is being offered on Apple TV, which maybe kicks in the holiday season, the latest from Hollywood. Okay, that holiday movie that I mentioned, which is streaming on Apple TV starting today, is called Spirited. And strange title, but a great cast led by Will Ferrell, who is at his absolute best, and together with Ryan Reynolds, who is also a very gifted leading man and comedian. And the two of them working together actually make you think they could have a future as the new Bob Hope, Bing Crosby, if you will, because they really are fun to watch together. Okay, so what's the movie they're in? They're in a new version of A Christmas Carol, in which people after death, led by Will Ferrell, who's playing a spirit, hence the title, who have been employed to use the mechanism of Dylan's classic tale to reform all kinds of reprobates, truly bad people. And one of the bad people that Will Ferrell and his crew are asked to haunt and to remake, to improve them as human beings, is played by Ryan Reynolds. He's a corporate, amoral honcho who cares about nothing but himself until he has these visitors from the great beyond. Listen.
Like a Christmas carol?
Yes, yes.
If you were just going to get this outfit. So out of all the people on the planet, murderers, people who do gender reveal parties, I'm the guy you're going to haunt.
You know what? Forget it.
I told you.
The guy is a level 20 fame in the Dickens.
Come on, I can take this guy.
I'm your ghost of Christmas present.
La, 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 la. I'm not watching your dramatic re-encrapment.
Hey, I'm haunting you. You can't just run away from me when I'm haunting you. Hello?
I believe he can be a positive force for mankind.
Okay, this is a positive force for moviegoers because these songs are terrific. There are a half dozen original songs there by Justin Paul and Benj Pasek, the same team that did The Greatest Showman. They did the songs in La La Land. But these are really brilliant, very clever lyrics and melodies, and the dance numbers are spectacular. Olivia Spencer is, Octavia Spencer is one of the cast members. There are brief appearances by others, including Dame Judi Dench, who's also referred to in the script. The film is funny, and the choreography is just wonderful. I mean, does the film confuse you a little bit with its levels of transition and its references back and forth to Dickens? Sure, but it's hard for me to imagine somebody watching this film getting into the holiday spirit and not having fun with it. It is rated PG-13 for a few off-color references, but the movie, in my book, earns 3 stars. It's a winner. Paradise City. Now for something completely different. The strange team of John Travolta and Bruce Willis combine in the story about bounty hunters versus criminal bosses in the glamorous, steamy, seamy atmosphere of tropical Maui. Listen.
Your dad and I used to work together. We made a lot of enemies.
He's tracking a real whale of a bounty.
Are you dangerous?
Not to my friends.
Well, that's too bad, because I have enough friends.
El Gringo Narco. Biggest meth operation in the Midwest.
That'll make Maui the international drug port.
A toast to the new Maui. From now on, everybody's wishes come true.
He's a stone cold killer.
Paradise City refers to a settlement that is supposed to exist in the jungles, the rainforest of Maui, a refuge for native Hawaiians. There are lots of extremely poorly staged fight scenes and death scenes and massacre scenes for an R rating, a plot that it's not so much that it doesn't make sense, it's that it's not comprehensible. You cannot follow the movie. And the performances, the only performance in the entire movie that's adequate is John Travolta. And it's kind of nice to see him on screen again, though he's shaved completely bald. And Paradise City is one of those things where I think it would be difficult for people who are not reviewing it to sit through the whole thing. 1.5 stars. It's rated R, and basically not a film that you will be missing much to pass on. A very different film, the biggest film of the season and certainly of the weekend, is Black Panther: Wakanda Forever. Now, obviously, King T'Challa, played so wonderfully by Chadwick Boseman, is gone, and he's mourned at the beginning of the film, though the details about his death are never really fully explained. But the kingdom of Wakanda is taken over by his mother, played, of course, by Angela Bassett, who's wonderful in this film, as she always is. She's also trying to fight off a new threat to Wakanda, which comes from a Mayan civilization, which has flourished underwater, producing a strange blue race of fish men who threatened the very existence of the kingdom of Wakanda. Listen.
Broken people can be great leaders.
His people, they don't call him general or king. They call him Kukulkan, the feather serpent god. Killing him will risk eternal war.
He's coming for the surface world.
We know what you whisper. They lost. Show them who we are.
Okay, they don't really show who we are, but they show views of Wakanda that are visually spectacular. The costumes, the sets, the backgrounds, the special effects, all are very well mounted by Ryan Coogler, who did the first film as well. And they are spellbinding to an extent, but the film goes on for 2 hours and 40 minutes. And so that the title, Wakanda Forever, it feels like it. It feels like this is a film that just is not going to draw to a conclusion. There are strange political references because the enemy people here, and there are some very big, strange battle scenes with these blue-tinted people who live in this undersea wonderland, which you get to visit. There's also a subplot involving a teenage scientist at MIT, a genius, who has to be protected because otherwise the underwater people are afraid that she will betray the fact that there's also vibranium elsewhere beyond Wakanda. Is it watchable? Yes. Are the performances consistently solid? Yes. Is the film a rather listless, dreary disappointment? Yeah, it's that aspect too. But Black Panther fans will probably rally to the cause. 2.5 stars rated PG-13 in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.